When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, rock and rollers, welcome to another episode of the Ugly American Werewolf in London podcast, recorded right off Abbey Road, where we talk about everything related to classic rock, hard rock, progressive rock, and heavy metal. And it's the story of an expat, namely me, the wolf, Mac B, who misses his record collection more than he misses his friends and family back in the States, and wants to talk about everything that he loves with his old roommate and compadre, Gary Action Jackson. Today, we're going to dive into a guitar player that I know is underrated around the world and certainly very much in the United States of America, despite the fact that he's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has put out dozens of albums, including some of the all-time classics. And that's a guy named Steve Hackett, who used to be in Genesis back in the early to mid-70s during their heyday as a progressive rock band before they became the pop juggernaut that everyone my generation is familiar with from the MTV days. He played when Phil Collins was just the drummer in Genesis and Peter Gabriel was the lead singer. And then also once they moved Phil out front, once Peter left. And I want to talk about what he's been up to as a solo artist, all the stuff that he did in Genesis, and why you should be interested in him, why you should know him. He's an extraordinary talent. He can do all sorts of different things with the guitar, whether it's on electric guitar with all sorts of different effects, whether it's acoustically, with a band, more solo, what have you. He's an amazing talent, and I've gotten to know him well over the last 7 or 8 years, have a lot of his records and his Genesis stuff now, and I just don't understand why more people don't listen. So we're going to focus on that today, but first, let's do some Twitter shout-outs and see what's going on in the news here on the Ugly American Werewolf in London podcast.